I've never, ever, ever seen this in front of people.
Now, Summer, a slightly nervous 20-year-old, picked up a microphone in Nashville to perform a song that she'd written for someone else. She wound up recording it herself, and it's been on the top of the charts almost ever since, and watched on YouTube almost half a billion times.
I'm all about the bass, by the bass, no trouble. I'm all about the bass, by the bass, no trouble. I'm all about the bass, by the bass, 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 bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size 2, but I can shake it, like I'm supposed to do, cause I got that boom boom that all the boys chase, and all the right junk, in all the right places.
All About That Bass, one of the songs from Meghan Trainor's new album. It's titled, Meghan Trainor joins us now from New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Where's the phrase come from?
My co-writer had a title, All Bass, No Treble, and I told him we should say All About That Bass. And he said, I can't compare it with anything in real life. And I said, what about like a big bass, like a big booty or volume, having thickness on your body and being proud of it? And he loved the idea, and we wrote the song in 45 minutes.
You know, this is NPR. We don't hear the word booty a whole lot on this network. No, thank you. Can you tell us who you wrote it for or who was in mind?
Well, at the time, my job, I was signed by a publishing company to be a songwriter for other pop stars. But while writing the song, we knew no one would be able to cut it because you had to be a rapper and a singer who was also not a size 2. Mm-hmm. So we kind of knew right away this would probably never see the light of day. But then I got signed for it, and now it's everywhere.
Yeah. And did you write it out of your personal experience?
Absolutely. I wrote it because I was very uncomfortable with myself, and I wrote it as, like, I wish I was this confident. I wish I was all about the bass. And now singing it 100 times and seeing the reaction of the crowd, I actually am very comfortable now, and the words have helped myself along with other fans, which is incredible.
Let's listen to another track from your new album. This one is called Bang Them Sticks.
You look so good when they bang them sticks. You could do the paradiddle with a little bit of samba. And all the girls, I want your drummer's number. But wait a minute, what the fuck is going on? You're here to see M Train because you love my songs. But there we go again with the double stroke. And I ain't talking dirty, I ain't making no jokes. Nuh-uh.
You've talked, I think, in interviews about the influence of Caribbean music, soca.
Yes, I love soca.
That comes from your childhood?
At the age of 7, my parents, we went on a family vacation to Trinidad and Tobago. And my aunt came as our babysitter, and she fell in love with a soca star. And so since 7 years old, I had a Trinidadian uncle.
How did you connect with that music?
I noticed that it was all upbeat, all very positive, and I thought that was so cool. Like, over here, we have to do some ballads and talk about heartbreak and everything, but they can still continue with hits with just happy, upbeat songs.
Let me ask you about what I think has become my favorite track. Dear Future Husband. Let's
Tell
listen.
Me everything's all right. Dear future husband, here's a few things you need to know if you wanna be my one and only all my life. Dear future husband, if you wanna get that special loving, tell me I'm beautiful each and every night. After every fight, just a part.
So are you influenced by 50s, 60s doo-wop? Or?
Yes, absolutely.
I just wondered if this was just new to you at the age of 20.
No, no. I listened to a lot of, Run Around Sue and those old school songs.
Oh,
and
Run Around Sue.
Yeah, and then I respected the Beach Boys, how they could have big choruses that weren't, like, melodically up very high. I wanted to do a very catchy one that everyone could sing, like the Dear Future Husband, so that everyone could sing along to it.
I've got to tell you, you're very thoughtful, you speak from experience, and you're 21 years old, right?
Yeah, I just turned 21 in December.
How long have you been doing this?
When I was 13, I got a MacBook, and I was writing before then, but I started producing on my own. I always listen to the top 100 songs on iTunes to see, like, what's very popular and how can I do something like that.
So you hear what's popular and try and figure out something you can do to fit in?
Yeah, but then I want to be different, so that's why I brought the old school back and then mixed in a little urban and Caribbean.
I want to end, if we can, where this new album starts. Let's listen to the very first song, The Best Part.
I got a heart full of rhythm that beats with no pain. I got a head full of melodies stuck in my brain. But the best part of being a singer at all is singing to the world my songs. I said singing to the world my songs.
And that's it, right?
Yeah, that's the best part.
Yeah, no one ever said to you need another 2.5 minutes?
Nah, that was my cute little intro.
You know, it's so tempting to call you an overnight sensation, but I wonder if it feels overnight to you.
The crazy parts are, like, the fact that I just did Ellen yesterday, and today I'm doing Jimmy Fallon, and then I fly back to L.A. to...
We don't get a mention in there?
And you, of course, and this. This is ridiculous. And I listen to this all
That's
the time
all right.
with my
I
mom.
Had to beg that one. That's okay. Go ahead.
But the schedule, I guess, is pretty crazy. But, yeah, the pop star life is definitely different than the songwriting life. It's night and day.
But you've been working at it a long time in your own way, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been working in my bedroom for a very long time.
Meghan Trainor, her new album, Title. The title, that's it, title. It's nice talking to you. Good luck, okay?
It's very nice talking to you. Thank you for having me.